Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a Jungle Hoover stab, warp it properly in Ableton Live 12, and give it that classic jungle swing so it feels like it belongs inside a real drum and bass drop. This is a beginner lesson, but don't let that fool you. What we're building is a very real production move. In jungle and darker rollers, a stab can do a lot of heavy lifting. It can act like a hook, answer the break, fill space between bass hits, and give the whole tune a personality. If the stab is stiff or too perfectly on the grid, it can feel dead. If it swings the right way, it suddenly feels alive, rude, and danceable already. First, open a fresh Ableton Live 12 project and set your tempo somewhere in the drum and bass range. A solid starting point is 172 BPM. That's a classic jungle sweet spot. Then set up two audio tracks. One will hold your stab, and the other will hold a breakbeat loop. If you have an amen break or any classic jungle style break, drop that in right away. Hearing the stab against real drum movement is important, because jungle swing is all about the relationship between the stab and the break, not just the stab by itself. Now bring in your Hoover stab sample. It can be the synth stab bounce or any short aggressive stab with some body and attitude. If the sample is longer than you need, zoom in and find the strongest part. Usually that's the first sharp attack and the strongest body after it. Trim away the extra tail so you're working with a short, punchy phrase. For this kind of sound, less is often more. A jungle stab can be just one or two beats long and still hit hard. Next, let's warp it so it locks to the session tempo. Double-click the clip to open clip view and turn warp on. If the stab has a rich sustained body, start with Complex Pro. That usually keeps the sound more natural and preserves the character. If it's a very short and percussive stab, you can also test beats or tones and compare the results. Find the first clear transient and make sure the clip starts cleanly on the grid, usually right at 1.1.1. Here's a useful beginner tip. If the stab sounds smeared or blurry, shorten the clip and try a cleaner warp mode. If it starts sounding too robotic or too corrected, back off and let a little bit of character remain. In drum and bass, warping is not about making everything perfect. It's about preserving attitude while getting the timing under control. Now we add jungle swing. Open the groove pool and try one of Ableton's stock swing grooves. You don't need to go heavy here. Start with a subtle amount of timing, maybe around 10 to 25%. Add a little velocity feel too, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep random very low, or even at zero, unless you want a looser feel. Drag the groove onto the stab clip and listen to it with the breakbeat. This part is really important. Jungle swing should feel like the stab is leaning into the groove, not stumbling around it. You want to push and pull. You want it to dance with the drums. A great beginner approach is to keep the break a little straighter and let the stab move just enough to create contrast. That contrast is what makes the groove feel exciting. Now let's shape the sound. Add EQ 8 first. High pass the stab somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so it stays out of the low end. That space should belong to the kick and the sub. If the stab feels harsh, make a gentle dip somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it needs more bite and presence, add a small boost around 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. You're mainly trying to keep the stab aggressive in the mids without letting it get muddy or fight the bass. After EQ 8, add saturator. Start with a modest drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip if the stab needs a firmer edge. This is a nice way to make the sound a little rougher and more upfront, without overdoing it. If you want a bit of movement, add auto filter after that. Keep it subtle. You can use a low-pass or band-pass filter and automate the cutoff lightly, especially for intro and transition moments. Now comes the musical part, placing the stab against the break. Duplicate the clip and build a simple one-bar or two-bar phrase. Try landing some hits on the offbeats, or just before a snare, or as a reply to a drum fill. That call and response idea is a huge part of jungle and rollers. The drums say something, the stab answers back. A simple pattern might be this. One stab on the end of two, then another on the end of four, then a new hit on beat one of the next bar, then a little space for the fill. You don't need to fill every gap. In fact, leaving space is often what makes the stab feel bigger. If the stab is hitting every beat, it can lose impact. If it appears and disappears with intent, it starts to feel like part of the arrangement. If the stab feels too long or too static, you can shorten it a little with volume automation or a gate-like feel. If it feels too dry, try auto pan very subtly or a touch of drum buss. Keep drum buss light. a little drive, a little transience, and usually no boom for this lesson. The goal is to add snap and energy, not to mess up the low end. Now let's make sure the bass has room to breathe. If you already have a sub or res bass line, keep it in its lane. The stab should live mostly in the mids. The bass should own the bottom. That separation is one of the reasons drum and bass work so well. The break is active, the bass is controlled, and the stab adds attitude without overcrowding the mix. You can also use automation to create movement. Try opening the filter over one or two bars before a drop. Try adding a little extra saturation in the last two beats of a phrase. Try sending the final stab hit into a short echo throw or a small reverb burst. Just keep it controlled. In jungle, a short ambience can add depth, but long wash can blur the rhythm and make the groove less tight. When you've got the loop working, check it in context. Soloing is useful for editing, but the real test is the full loop with drums and bass together. If needed, turn on spectrum and look for any buildup in the low mids. If the stab is crowding the mix around 200 to 500 HC, trim it a little. Also check mono compatibility. A stab that sounds huge in stereo, but falls apart in mono is going to lose impact on a club system. A good mix target here is simple. The kick and sub stay dominant, the stab sits in the mid-range, and the top end stays controlled. You still want the loop to feel exciting even at lower volume. That usually means the groove is working. Let's talk about some common mistakes. One is overwarping the stab until it sounds watery or thin. Another is letting it fight the sub. Another is using too much swing so the whole thing sounds drunk instead of controlled. Also, don't put the stab on every beat just because you can. In jungle, contrast creates power. Bass matters. And finally, always listen to the stab against the breakbeat. If it doesn't lock to the drums, it doesn't matter how good it sounds solo. If you want a darker, heavier result, there are a few great extras. You can resample the warped stab once it sounds right, which makes it easier to chop and rearrange. You can layer a tiny filtered noise hit behind it for more presence on small speakers. You can use a little distortion before EQ to thicken the mids. You can even duplicate the stab and pitch one layer slightly up or down for tension. Keep the extra layer quiet and filtered so it adds flavor, not mess. For arrangement, think in sections. Introduce the stab filtered and sparse, then open it up in the next four bars, then bring it fully into the drop. Then pull it back for variation. You can also create a response stab by duplicating the original and making a lower, later reply hit. That's a classic jungle and dark rollers move. Another good trick is to make one version dry and tight for the main groove, and another version with extra delay or reverb for fills and transitions. Here's a quick practice challenge. Build a two-bar loop with your Hoover stab and a breakbeat. Warp the stab to 172 BPM. Add a subtle groove from the groove pool. Place the hits on the offbeats. High pass the stab around 150 HE. Add a bit of saturator. Then automate one simple thing, like filter opening on the last bar or a short echo on the final hit. If it feels like it belongs in a jungle drop, you're on the right track. So to recap, warp the stab cleanly, apply subtle groove, keep it out of a sub range, shape it with stock Ableton devices, and place it in call and response with the breakbeat. That's the core of the sound. If the break drives the track and the stab answers with attitude, you're already building real drum and bass energy. All right, fire up the session, get that Hoover stabbing with a break, and let it swing.